Hi, Rick. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I recently came across an article about the use of metformin, which is commonly used for diabetes.
Yes, sir.
As something that is used for can also be used for anti-aging, improving metabolism, reducing cancer risks, etc. I know you're not a fan of that sort of stuff, but I thought I'd just ask for your thoughts on it.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm glad you brought that up because it is something of interest to people who happen to have diabetes. Now, it is true that metformin does appear to promote longevity. However, there happens to be a better alternative that also does better than metformin at regulating the lipids in diabetic individuals, and it does just as well as metformin at regulating the blood sugar, and it's been found to be an anti-aging thing. Imagine that. Now, before I get to what it is, I bet everybody knows it's berberine. Metformin is actually a patentable molecule derived from nature, a plant over in Europe, which was used by folk medicine for individuals who had, I don't know if they identified it as diabetes at that time, but had those same problems. We couldn't just stick with that, could we? We had to pull it out, twist it, and put a patent on it when we could sell it for more money. So it did originate in nature, but it's not natural anymore. Now, berberine, as I mentioned, B-E-R-B-E-R-I-N-E, has been tested head-to-head against metformin and found to do those jobs. The lipid control was better in diabetic individuals. The diabetic control was the same, and it was anti-aging. Now, here's another thing, though, sir, that we can think about if we happen to be pre-diabetic or diabetic, and that is that it's overwhelmingly researched as true that in the bodies of individuals who have either pre-diabetes or actual type 2 diabetes, and this is type 2 pre-diabetes, not type 1, that you don't know you got until you get to type 1 diabetes. Anyway, in those bodies, those folks' bodies cannot make niacinamide internally. They can't. And it has to do with the sugar-insulin imbalance, and there's lots of stuff you can read about this online. One looks up in PubMed, the last name, O-X-E-N-K-R-U-G. That's Professor Oxenkrug. And since nobody else has that last name, you just put that in PubMed and put in diabetes, and you'll find in all kinds of stuff about this. Anyway, that sugar-insulin disruption keeps a person from making niacinamide internally. Why is that important? Because there's been so much research in the last decade that shows that niacinamide activates every cell in our bodies with more energy. I am not kidding. That's why it helps osteoarthritis so much. Niacinamide completely controls it in 3 or 4 months. And people who take niacinamide very frequently notice that after 3 or 4 months, their brains are working better. They're remembering stuff more. And niacinamide itself has been identified in both people with type 2 diabetes and prediabetes and the rest of the population, too, as being an anti-aging and longevity agent. Because look at what it does is turns into niacinamide, turns into NAD, turns into NADH, and that stimulates the production of more ATP in every cell in the body. And we all know that ATP is the premier energy molecule in every cell in our body. So if we can put more energy into our cells, good grief, of course they might live longer. And it's time for me to shut up, sir. I'd be recommending to you, though, that you think about, talk to your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about berberine and niacinamide as a wonderful combination.
Can I, on the niacinamide, I, about a year ago, had a big problem with my liver that it was not functioning properly for a month or two. And the doctor, I was taking niacinamide, and the my internist said, he took me off of it. He said, no, he didn't want me to be taking it. He thought that was not helpful for my liver condition.
Yeah, I hear you, sir, but that's what's called close but no cigar. It's the niacin that bothers the liver a lot. Niacin is a cousin of niacinamides. It has a slightly different molecular structure. It does occur in nature, no kidding, just like niacinamide does. But niacin is the one that gives the teenagers a hot flush on Halloween when their friends say, hey, swallow this little pill, it's Halloween, and they get this hot flush all over the place. And niacinamide never does that. So niacin is likely to be a bother. Niacinamide, your liver will tell you it's a bother. How do I know? Because in about 1% to 2% of those who take niacinamide, how do I know that? Well, I've been working with this since the 70s. About 1% to 2% they do get a low-grade nausea. And guess what? That's their liver telling them that it's too much niacinamide for me. And those people just stop it and return at a lower dose. And what do you know? The liver doesn't send a signal anymore. So the nice thing about niacinamide is if we're taking too much, our livers actually send a signal.
Okay. So I should be safe to resume taking the niacinamide then.
Yes, and given your history you just told me, sir, check with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But here's the other thing. Start at a lower dose. Give each lower dose, whatever that may be, let's say a gram a day. Give it a week or two. Make sure there's no signal from the liver, and then inch your way upward to whatever your goal is.
What's a typical amount that you recommend?
If it happens to be a pre-diabetic individual.
I'm not pre-diabetic. I'm perfectly healthy.
Oh, okay. Then a couple of grams a day would be what I would be recommending, gram twice a day. But do check it with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And just for anybody who's listening, if it happens to be a pre-diabetic individual, we go higher to 3 grams because that's what completely regulates osteoarthritis, which has an 80% overlap with pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes. So we figure that's enough in that situation.
Thank you, doctor.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir. These have been some unusually good questions that a lot of people can pay attention to the answers thereof and see if it applies to them. Thank you for calling.